back. Hey, nice to see you. Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. This is your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.
Mike and Lisa Austin here for your Monday morning. Coming up still, a homeschooling tip of the week. And we're going to tell you what we got coming up tomorrow, too. A very exciting show tomorrow. I'm kind of excited about this one, too. We got a couple of good shows here.
We do.
Early in the week. Well, they're all. Let's face it, Lisa, they're all happy, good shows.
They are.
Well, we hope, anyway. And God willing, and with your help. Which, by the way, before we start talking with Kathleen again, hang on. If you have a subject you would like us to broach, or you have a guest you would like to suggest, we've had that happen a couple of times, feel free to contact us through the website here. And we will do what we can to get a hold of whomever it is. And, well, there, see, there's some coming in right there.
That's right.
That was my phone going off, so someone just contacted
Thank
me.
Thank okay. you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Either that or it's a bill collector. But we're going to talk again here with, so just real quick, just keep that in mind. Kathleen Heckenkamp is our guest today, and she is the one who is in charge of OurLadyOfGoodSuccess.com. And we left off talking about going to Quito, Ecuador, coming up here soon. And, Kathleen, this the whole thing, the 25th anniversary of the canonical coronation, can anyone go to this ceremony? Can anyone go to Quito if they want?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, since 2000, I have been traveling down to Quito, Ecuador. I don't go every year, or I go up, sometimes go up season, you know, not always on February 2nd. I was just down there in May 2015. But she's out three times a year. She's out in May for the whole month. She's out in October for the whole month of the Rosary. And she then is out for her most important time, the Novena, and February 2nd. She usually goes back up into the upper choir lesson around February 3rd. So during those times, she's out in the church, so all the public can see her. The doors are open. It varies on that opening of the doors. It's usually, I heard that this time the doors would be open from January 24th to February 2nd at 4:30 in the morning. I hear that a traditional Latin Mass will be at 8:30, and that there'll be confessions in the afternoon and some benediction. I don't know if that's every day or not, but this is really the first time that I've seen anything like this happen since we started this, I would say since 2000. I had been going, I think, at the first pilgrimage was 2003. And, you know, when Our Lady said that the devotion would dwindle, okay, she wasn't kidding because it had fallen away quite a bit. This year there's been some fantastic effort to make her known because of the 25th anniversary of the canonical coronation back in 1991, February 2nd, 1991. And so there's been a lot of put forth information in Spanish and flyers and
It's a revival.
And, yes. So, and this is very important for not only Quito, okay, but for the whole world, for the whole Catholic world. But, you know, when we talk about the Catholic world, you know, if the church falls, so falls the world. So really, you know, we need to boost up the Catholic Church because the world is going to heck, and it can't get, well, I mean, it could get worse. We know it's going to get worse, but we're at a point where if we don't start doing something, you know, it's
we have to make a stand.
Yes.
We have to take a stand for Our Lady. We have to take a stand for humankind, and these are the things we do.
The banner of Our Lady of Good Success. That's really really very important, I believe.
And be a soldier for her.
Yes, because she is actually the one that is leading us. And it's very important. We had a priest that did, he's an Italian priest, and he did a periodical, monthly periodical, and we introduced him to Our Lady Good Success, and he did a special edition called Our Lady Condemns Masonry. And when he had found out about her, he had been fighting ecclesiastical masonry for his whole life. He was given a special mission by our Lord to Padre Pio to fight ecclesiastical Freemasonry. When he saw her and found out about her, read about her, he did the special edition. He said, she is my general. She's going to help me. And so he fell in love with her, and I mean, that's what every priest should do, is take her as their patroness and you know, really fight, because we're getting into really rough waters now. And the interesting thing, and I'm going to go back to El Cid, is that the Muslim thing, and some people might not like to talk about this, but the Moors were invading in Europe, and El Cid was the only one that had victory after victory after victory. He never failed. And when he built that shrine to Buen Suceso, it tells us something. It's saying to us, 20th and 21st century, you need to use this title because I will help you even with this problem. Mm-hmm. Because look at Europe right now.
Yes.
So, you know, we need, as you know, we're living here in the United States of America, mm-hmm. and we have our issues. We know we do. Mm-hmm. We know who's in charge right now, and it's not good. So pray to her. We need to pray to her for our country, for our church. Any little problems, we are praying a novena to a young lady who is married and has 4 children, and she has pancreatic cancer. She's pregnant. We're asking for a miracle. There's a number of people that have cancer right now, little kids. Mm-hmm. So we're using this novena. So many people are sick with cancer right now. We're hoping that, you know, she will come to their aid. So this novena can be used for everything.
Yeah, well, and you think about, I was going to ask, you know, Our Lady of Good Success, what is the success we are talking about? Obviously, there are successes in our own lives. We defeat our own battles, our own sins, our own temptations.
You can go to her for anything.
But overall, you know, think of the bigger picture of success worldwide.
That's right. And that's what she really is talking about. I mean, she's going to help us with our little trials and tribulations. And, you know, the thing is that the kind of the mystery about Our Lady of Good Success in Quito, Ecuador, if you want to call it that, is that for a long time, their own inhabitants of Quito, Ecuador, did not know this story, the story about why she really came. Wow. For the 20th century. It's only been now. They were only going to her for their little problems. They were only going for, you know, I'm pregnant, I'm having problems, I want to pass my exams, this and that, my husband wants to leave. That's what they were going for, you know, for their little problems, their little family problems. It wasn't anything big. So, you know, she was a loving mother for all those years to the Ecuadorians, mm-hmm. okay? And now, but now the story is much fuller and much more important for a universal intention, if you will. She's coming out as the woman in the apocalypse.
Yes.
To chain the devil. So it's very interesting and mysterious, and but yet comforting and consoling for us to know that she will do that.
Well,
she's giving us a lot of hope.
If we can't make it down to Quito, Ecuador, then what could we do in our own homes to celebrate this ceremony to honor her during this time?
Right, because that's not an easy trip. And I mean, you know, that's...
No, and you know, when we went down in 2000, my husband and I, we had started novena to her to pray for an adoption. We were pretty scared about it. And so we just had a little prayer that we were praying, and it came. We had a very good success with it because we adopted 4 children. But before we went to adopt those children, I asked my husband if we could see Our Lady of Good Success. The children happened to be in Colombia, South America. My husband was a little bit distraught about that, and he's like, you know, here we're spending all this money for this adoption, and you want to take the side trip that's going to cost a lot of money to see Our Lady of Good Success. And I said, well, can I ask if it would be, you know, a lot more expensive? And he says, okay, go ahead. Well, the travel agent was talking to me, and I told her the situation. She wasn't Catholic, but I said, I've been praying about this. Could you let me know how much more expensive it's going to be to go see Our Lady in Quito, Ecuador? And she said, well, keep your prayer books open, because it seems to be cheaper to go see Our Lady first and then go to your adoption. And so that's actually how we started this whole thing. It's always been in result to a Thanksgiving. And so we went down there. We met the Mother Abbess. We were only there for 3 days, and I was very nervous about it because the statue had been out the whole month of October, and we ended up going in November. So they took the statue back, and the mother was pretty, you know, emphatic that, you know, they didn't let people in. But on the last day of our trip, she finally allowed us to come in. Hmm. And she gave us a little tour, and we got to see the statue. And before Our Lady Good Success, I made a promise that I would do whatever I could to help her and spread the devotion because I had read the book. And then I promised the Mother Abbess to do what I could to help her.
Oh,
and
sweet.
Not knowing what in the world we were going to do, so we went back. And, of course, when you have a house full of children under the age of 11, I had two of our own. We have two of our own, and then the four that couldn't speak any English. So it kind of had to be put on hold for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2002, we put up a website in Thanksgiving, and then we started the apostolate in around 2003. So, and it's been quite an adventure. And so what the Mother Abbess did do for us, she gave us a few medals, she gave us a few holy cards, and she gave us a novena in Spanish. And she's, you know, I asked her if we could have it translated, and she said yes. So that was really the beginning of the start of this apostolate, to get that novena translated and the prayers. And so every year I would go back, I would try to get a little bit more and a little bit more. So we have now a number of holy cards, a number of prayers, all coming from Quito, Ecuador. And so that really has been our mission. The first and primary mission has been to spread this devotion. And so anybody can have a devotion, and particularly January 24th to February 2nd is important because that's the novena. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are prayers online that you can use if you don't have a novena booklet, if you don't have a holy card. You certainly can go to our website, and there's a whole section of prayers.
What is that website, Kathy?
It's
www.OurLadyOfGoodSuccess.com.
Okay. Easy enough.
And they can buy books there and information about Our Lady of Good Success,
and
right?
Do, you know, our phone number is there, and people can call us. I have to tell, I'm going to kind of tell you that it's a busy time for us, so I have about 100 orders here that are waiting for me to
ship
fulfill.
Out.
And,
oh, my.
Yeah, this is very much, it's grown very much every year. We've seen a growth. More and more people are finding out about her.
Yes.
So we're quite happy here to try to do what we can, but it's all family-run little organization, so we all do it volunteer and in between our homeschooling and other activities, we fulfill the orders as we can. So it's kind of important that people know that we're not Amazon.com.
Right.
And, be patient.
You know, and the one thing my husband always said is that you can do this as long as it doesn't interfere with you being a wife and a mother. And so I've always tried to honor that. I don't know if I've always been perfect about it, but I've tried to honor that.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
We try to do our best.
Kathleen Heckenkamp is our guest, and we're talking about Our Lady of Good Success, specifically the 25th anniversary of the canonical coronation coming up in Quito, Ecuador. And you can go to the website again is
www.OurLadyOfGoodSuccess.com.
That is wonderful. Kathleen, thank you so much for
being
on and answering our questions, being clarifying everything for you. I had no... Lisa
have the book.
She has the book, and she has been reading, and she just pointed out the statue to me at the ordinations. I had no idea.
Yes.
So this is a nice education.
We have a statue just like that in our home. It was actually blessed by the bishop in 2010. And so she's here with us, and I believe that, she's very consoling for us doing this work. So, but again, we don't, because of the nature of my role as mother and wife, we don't go out and talk or you know, go around
right.
the country.
Well,
but we're here for anybody who needs us. The phone and, you know, letter writing and the email, we're all here.
And we are happy to link that website and to get the word out as much as we can as well. So keep us in mind. Kathleen, God bless you and the work that you're doing. And this is what a wonderful, wonderful apostolate you have. Kathleen Heckenkamp, Our Lady of Good Success, thank you for being on your morning tradition here on Magnificat Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye. Kathleen Heckenkamp. I kind of like saying her name, actually. It's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
What a gracious lady.
Yes.
And she's passionate.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, when you get involved with Our Lady of Good Success, you're just going to end up being that way.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
It's infectious. Hey, we're going to take a break and come back here and finish out the morning with you. We'll have our homeschooling tip of the week on the way with Christina Perez from Our Lady of Victory. And tip our hand a little bit as to what tomorrow's show brings for you as we get one day closer to the March for Life. Look for us in Washington later this week. Mike and Lisa Austin here. We are the Austins at the compound, broadcasting from the basement.
Yes, we are.
Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com. It's your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.
Well, we end musically the way that we started, I think, here.
That's okay.
That's fine with me. I like this little tune here. It's whistling. Joseph likes to whistle every now and then.
Yes, he does.
You know what that makes you?
What?
Whistler's mother.
Okay.
You don't get that joke, do you?
I don't.
That's all right.
Went right over my head.
Let's see here. Our thanks to Christina Perez for imbuing us with, is that a word? Imbuing us? She gave it to us, so thank you for the homeschooling tip of the week. And that is that. And our thanks to Kathleen Heckenkamp also for being on with Our Lady of Good Success. That's an amazing story. And we have not one, but several blogs on the website about Our Lady of Good Success, do we not?
We do. We do. We have, the most recent one will connect you to Kathleen Heckenkamp. Her website.
All right.
And then there's others on there that will connect you to the official convent of where Our Lady of Good Success is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, there you go.
And I have to apologize, and I hope people forgive me, not having Our Lady statue updated. We got pretty busy and it wasn't updated.
Are you talking about the pilgrim statue?
Yeah, the pilgrim statue.
Oh, yeah, where
it's
she's
updated
be.
Now. So I just thank you for your patience. And, you know, everything takes time and sometimes things get kind of put on the back burner.
She is going to be in Washington for the March for Life. She will be processed. I think they're planning on carrying her.
Yes.
In procession around the... I'm not exactly certain where the March for Life begins and
it's,
ends.
It's a strip of road that they walk.
Okay.
From one point like this field area all the way down.
It's a park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To a section in the road. So
yeah.
It's just like this big stretch of road that
great people
march.
Okay.
So, yes, and Our Lady will be in procession with that.
We're going to need some comfortable shoes, me and you.
Yes, we will be. Again, do you even have tennis shoes?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
That's what I wear to the gym. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got tennis shoes. I want some high tops like I used to have.
Oh.
Converse high tops. But
I've got some flashy ones.
Oh, boy. So yeah, you'll know,
like,
Lisa.
Woo. They're like neon green and neon pink. Black and yellow, I think.
Well, so, yeah, you're going to need comfortable shoes, and I'm not certain what the temperature is supposed to be. Like, I suppose we should probably look ahead at
that. We need to do that,
Washington,
yes.
D.C. So, good winter clothing, I would imagine.
Right.
The updates we're going to do, we will not update live from the march itself. We're going to concentrate on praying and marching and being a part of that experience and really, you know, being behind Our Lady's statue.
Yep.
And then Our Lady's, well, she'll start the day off on that Friday morning, this coming Friday, at the High Mass.
Yes.
With Bishop Bernard Fillet.
Mm-hmm.
And the bishop's going to walk.
The bishop will walk, yes.
What kind of comfortable shoes does he have?
I don't know.
He's got bishop shoes.
Yeah.
I bet he
He's
does.
He's got big shoes to fill.
Oh, that was good.
He does.
Anyway, so that's coming up. That's our big deal for this week. And tomorrow, this is going to be such an interesting show. I love it. Stacia Bartovex is a name you probably don't know, but she... Does she have a blog?
She does, but she didn't mention that. But we'll be interviewing her on Tuesday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yes.
We're going to talk to her about Catholic homesteading. Now, you may remember a while back, we talked with Mr. Ray, right?
Yes.
Mr. Ray.
Philip?
Philip Ray. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. I keep wanting to get he and his
Bruce
dad.
Bruce and Philip, yeah.
I want to call
dad
him Bruce.
And, son.
And yeah, because Bruce is his dad. So Philip.
Yes.
Philip Ray about having a Catholic village, a Catholic town, starting that such a thing. What about a singular Catholic household out away from town, out on its own, Do you ever want to get off the grid? Have you ever thought about even partially getting off the grid? A little more self-sufficient, a little simpler life, living a little closer to the land in an effort to be a little closer to our Lord, sacrificing certain comforts, certain things. There is an entire movement, and some people are into it, like building their own log cabin. Some folks go a little less that way. But we're going to find out more about that with Stacia Bartovix tomorrow. We're going to talk plucking chickens. We're going to talk...
We're going to do the gambit.
Splitting wood, kerosene light, all this stuff. So it's very interesting, and I'd like to do this. I don't think we're going to do the full-on thing, but I kind of want to do this part way anyway.
Homestead. I know.
I want to live out away from town. I want to heat with wood. I want to split wood. I want to raise some chickens.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. If you could see Lisa's face, you go, yeah, well, have fun. So Catholic homesteading, our subject tomorrow here on Your Morning Tradition. Enjoy your day. Thank you so much for starting your work week with us here. And we'll go boldly into the day. Our thanks again to Kathleen Heckenkamp for being on with us today. Thanks to Stephen Cox for providing our news for us today. You'll hear Stephen's news again later on today at noon. Mm-hmm. And we pick up again with Father Peter Scott and his conferences.
Which have been excellent, I may say.
Yes.
Oh my, have they been good.
Angels to Creation. It will be at noon today and the replay again at approximately 7 o'clock tonight. And Mrs. Weigel started a new story, A Priest on Horseback, with good old Father Farmer we're getting to know.
Yay.
And Mrs. Weigel, normally we say approximately 7:30 Central Time, U.S.
Now it's like 8, right?
It ends up being a little closer to 7:45 or 8 o'clock because Father's Talks
at 7.
This particular group is longer.
It goes for about an hour.
Almost so.
Yeah.
But yeah, we figure you're pretty flex on that. We figure you are.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening and supporting us.
And
God bless you.
And prayers for us.
Absolutely.
Mike and Lisa Austin here on Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com. It's Your Morning Tradition where we are
living our faith.